Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast, the show that brings you all the Liverpool news that you need to know in a handy little 10-minute podcast. So you can get on with your days. You don't have to go scrolling through the internet, scrolling through Twitter or Facebook or doom scrolling around to see what's going on. We'll tell you everything you need to know. We're going to be speaking about Darwin Núñez very, very shortly and his injury that Liverpool are dealing with ahead of the trip to Arsenal. We've got Keith Kelleher, Billy Cometio and Bobby Clark news as well. So yeah, let's start with Kelleher. Liverpool rejected a bid from Nottingham Forest on deadline day to sign Keith Kelleher on a permanent deal. Nuno Espirito Santos was willing to pay £15 million to sign the Irishman, but Liverpool said no to that one, no intention of selling, especially on deadline day. That fee was probably a bit too low as well. Obviously, Nuno hasn't been at Forest long, but he's already decided he needs a new goalie. I don't blame him because Matt Turner is rubbish. They were linked with a lot of goalies yesterday. They ended up signing another one, but they went for Kelleher first. They were never going to get him up for £15 million on deadline day. It'd have had to be a stupid amount of money for Liverpool to let him go that on without really being able to replace him. And even then, it would have been a big risk for Liverpool to let him go now, obviously, given what's ahead in the season. He's obviously going to play the League Cup final. Now, listen, Liverpool would be absolutely fine if Alisson had to play the final, but obviously you don't want to then... you don't want to leave Alisson without any capable backup just in case anything happens to him as Liverpool go on the hunt for four trophies. So yeah, the Reds rejected Forest's bid. Now, Forest did sign a goalie, but they only spent about £5 million on sales. So we'll see if they come back in the summer and if £15 million is deemed enough then and if Keith wants to go as well. But it was never going to happen at this late stage. But yeah, Forest were interested and Liverpool rejected that one. Moving on, one player who did move from Liverpool on deadline day, it was a loan deal for Billy Cometio. The 21-year-old has gone to Blackburn Rovers on loan. Liverpool and Blackburn have had a very good relationship in terms of loaning players down recent years. Obviously, your Harvey Elliott, you had Tyler Morton, you had Lincoln Clarkson, now you've got Billy Cometio as well. We haven't seen too much of Billy in a Liverpool shirt. He played in the League Cup a few years ago against Leicester City, got taken off a hard time, really struggled. We haven't seen too much of him since. He was on loan at the start of the season in France in League Two. That didn't quite work for him, but Blackburn have taken a punt and they're going to try him. Their announcement said he can play full-back or centre-back, which is interesting. I didn't really see him playing too much full-back. He's a big guy. I'll be honest, I'm not writing him off because that'd be foolish. He's 21. I don't think he's ever going to be of the level, really, to play centre-back for Liverpool, if truth be told. But if Liverpool can get him a good loan, maybe get a move out of this, sell him on, obviously that'd be good for the Reds and it'd also be good for Billy. So yeah, after a couple of... what's the word? Less than ideal loans, I'll say, for Billy in recent years. Hopefully it goes better for him at Blackburn. Speaking of loans, Liverpool rejected loan offers for Bobby Clark on deadline day as well, including one from League Cup side Derby County. I think Bobby Clark's good enough to play on loan in the Championship or League, whoever. There was talk that Preston were interested as well, but Liverpool decided not to let him go, deciding it's more beneficial for him to A, be around the first team for his development, but also he has been on the bench in recent weeks. He's played in games. He's come on in the last couple of Premier League wins that Liverpool have had. obviously with Endo still away in the Asia Cup, with Thiago and Batieta, although Thiago's in training, not yet ready to play. Liverpool are maybe down a couple of midfield options, so they've decided Bobby Clark's going to stay for now. It'll be interesting if next summer he does get a loan move, with similar to Tyler Morton, where he can go and play for a full year. But for now, the promising career of Bobby Clark will continue to develop at the AXA and not on loan anywhere else. Right then, let's get to the main story of the show. Then, yeah, Liverpool are assessing the fitness of Darwin Nunez ahead of this trip to Arsenal on Sunday. Jürgen Klopp revealed in his press conference earlier today that Nunez sustained a foot injury during the 4-1 win over Chelsea after around 20 minutes. He said somebody stepped on his foot. It was very painful after the game. Says Darwin took his boot off after the game. He didn't want to see it beforehand and he knew there was something wrong. He left the stadium in a boot, not a football boot. Yeah, obviously one of those protective ones that we always see. Thankfully, yeah, the x-ray was clear. Nothing is broke, but Jürgen Klopp said his foot is swollen, so we're going to have to see how he is, if he can get his foot back into his boot or not, because it can take a while for this swelling to go. Now, that injury happened Wednesday night, so I'm guessing already there's been a lot of ice and a lot of treatment on Darwin Nunez's foot. They don't play, obviously, Arsenal until Sunday, 4:30. So there's time for him to get better. You know, that's a long time. You've effectively got the best part of 3 days and almost 4 days to get ready for kickoff. You know, 3 days get you to what, Saturday night. We'll see. I don't know how long it takes. Again, we don't know really what the damage is, but the x-ray and the scans were clear, which is the main thing. It's not going to be too bad, but he has a doubt. We'll see if he trains today, if he trains tomorrow. If he doesn't, then you've got to say maybe bench at best for the weekend, with Liverpool starting with Jota, Gakpo and Luis Diaz up front. If he can't play like from the start, hopefully he's at least fit enough to get on the bench, because Liverpool could do with just one more on the bench. Mo Salah, not expected to be back. I know he's been training a little bit on his own, putting Instagram videos and pictures out, but it looks like he probably isn't going to be ready to play on Sunday. So yeah, Liverpool could do with Darwin getting back. Thankfully it wasn't broke, but there's definitely an issue. He's got a swollen foot, and we'll find out if he is fit and available to play at the weekend. Fingers crossed he is. In terms of other little updates, in terms of Redmen TV updates, you might have seen if you follow us on any of our social accounts, our live end of season party / Jürgen Klopp celebration. Our tickets are now available on Saturday, May 18th, the night before Liverpool play against Wolves in their final Premier League game of the season. Yes, Jürgen Klopp's final Anfield Premier League game as a Liverpool manager. We'll be live at Hotel Anfield with our end of season party. We'll be messing around on the stage, basically. We'll have live music with all the best Liverpool songs as well. Tickets are available at skiddle.com. If you just go there and search for the Redmen TV, you'll find the end of season party. There's a big picture of Jürgen Klopp in purple. You won't miss it. It's absolutely fine. You'll see it right away. They are selling really fast. Over half of them have now sold. So if you want to get involved, we only put them on sale less than 24 hours ago. We sold half of them. So at that rate, they're going to be sold out by the end of the weekend at the latest. So if you want to get involved, you need something to do. If you're in Liverpool the night before the Reds play against Wolves in the Premier League, you should go and buy those tickets now, because you will miss out. We've also got live shows in Belfast, Dublin and London. Ticketmaster.ie if you want to come and see us in Dublin or Belfast in March. We're in London at the Indigo at the O2 in April as well. So if you want to see us on the stage, basically loads and loads of messing about. And the live musician at all three of those events will be the magnificent Keo, singing the best Liverpool songs. If it's good enough to sing to the Liverpool team like he has done in the past, and with Liverpool's goalkeeper on guitar, then he's certainly good enough to sing for all of us guys. So get yourselves involved there as well. Finally, very, very quickly, let you know what's happening on Redmen over the weekend. Yes, the match obviously on Sunday kicks off at 4:30. Join Paul and Chris and the team from 3:15 live on YouTube as they react to the team news, and then from 4:15 for the entire watch along of Arsenal versus Liverpool. Hope you guys have a wonderful Saturday. Hope Sunday Liverpool can get 3 very, very, very valuable points. And the next time you'll hear from me probably will be on Monday. Hopefully, reminiscing and glorifying the Reds having won at the Emirates. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you all on the next episode of Bite Size. Take care.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1, only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.